Merrill Girls High School Varsity Basketball is on the air. Today's game broadcast is brought to you by Westside Market, A&W Merrill, Arby, American, Aspirus Healthcare, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dragons Daggers and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Medal Trailer Sales, Greenlawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, and Young's Drug Store. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com on the WJMT app and Alexa. Now, let's send it to Ollie Burrows in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burrows, and it's playoff basketball as your Merrill Blue Jay girls begin the quest to be the best in Marshfield tonight against the Tigers. Win, and we're in Marinette on Friday. Win, and we could be in either Rhinelander, Antigo, or Pulaski on Saturday, depending on what happens to the other side of the bracket. But tonight, the Blue Jays begin the quest. Robin will not be suited up tonight. She is still injured. We've added a couple to the roster from the JVs. Kylie Lutzky and, of course, Lonsdorf has been up and down, and Tenley Wykes as well. So the Blue Jays are getting ready on the road against the Tigers. We're going to go to Madison. We're going to do it on the road, and we'll talk more about that after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball Playoff Division II action on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom-and-pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 Series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio-video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health, what we see is you.
And welcome back to the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. Playoff D2 girls basketball from the Marshfield Fieldhouse. Your Blue Jays healthy except for Carly Robin, who will not suit up tonight. But again, we brought up from the JV Kylie Lutzky. And you've heard a little bit about her and Tenley Wikes as well, as we gave you some bonus JV coverage in that wonderful game where the Blue Jays were down to Medford 32-9 at the half and came back to win by 5 in one of the most stunning comebacks yours truly has ever seen. We'll be down at the north end of the field house, so the Blue Jays will be right out in front of us in the first half. The young ladies are definitely in good spirits, but I know for the seniors, and let's be honest about it, for them, it's win or career is over. This is Farley Kaskowski and Kayla Clairvaux, Brenna Jurovic, Mia Grapp, and Grace Lee Gentile Hull. For these five, they want to win and keep playing as long as they can. We'll be back to talk more about the rosters from each team after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Playoff Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Make all your special moments a bit more with Northwoods Awards and Engraving. Celebrate your wins with quality trophies, plaques, and medals, custom engraving, and photo plaques. Memorable creations as big as your imagination, built especially for you. Northwoods Awards and Engraving in Tomahawk on Main Street.
The Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Girls Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student-athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Girls Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student-athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road. Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth as we finish up the American pregame show. We are getting ready for the introduction to players following the national anthem. Again, the Blue Jay girls, 10th seeded. The Marshfield Tigers hosting them, 7th seeded. The winner gets to go Friday night over to Marinette, the second seed. So the Blue Jays got to do it all on the road this year. We are going to take another quick break, and we will be back after the national anthem with our player introductions. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball Playoffs on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. 24-hour access and open 7 days a week. You can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill. Your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side.
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. I am downtown Ali Burrows, and we are ready for playoff D2 girls basketball action from the Marshfield Fieldhouse. 10th seeded Blue Jays in the 7th seeded Marshfield Tigers. For the Blue Jays, let's hear it for our starters. Faria Kiskowski, senior guard. Grace Ryman, junior. Kayla Clairvo, senior in the post. Brenna Jurovic, senior on the front line. And Grace Lee Gentile Hull. So we got four seniors and a junior. And now for the Marshfield Tigers. And going out there will be Hannah Ridgeway. Haley Klum, another senior. Kylie Lautenberg, a third senior. And Lily Adler, a junior in the forecourt. And their one freshman, Kennedy Kolstad, will also be starting. So the Blue Jays in their road blue, the Tigers in their home white. Ryman will be jumping center against. Let's see if that's Kolstad. No, that's Lily Adler. Officials in position. Ball goes up, terrible toss. Marshfield gets it, wasn't even up straight. Marshfield working it left to right. There's a three from the right side. No good, hit the back rim. Ryman comes down with the rebound. That was from Kolstad. Oh, Ryman loses it. Picking it up there is Ridgeway. Ridgeway goes down and lays it in. Little stumble there for Ryman. Full court press. Kiskowski gets it in. Over to Clairvaux, back to Kiskowski. Kiskowski goes to the left side to Jurovic. Jurovic going from left to right. There she goes, down the lane, puts it off the glass. No good, rebound comes down for the Tigers to Lautenberg. No good on the shot, blocked by Kiskowski. There's the jumper, and that's gonna be good for Laufenberg, and that makes it 4-0 Tigers. 16:56 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Ryman, Gentile Hull, wing right. Hull looks to swing it left. Back to Jurovic, wing right. Jurovic outside the three. Ryman kicks it out to Kiskowski, driving right. Kiskowski going from right to left. Trying to get it down into the low post to Kayla, but she's covered tight. Now she steps out, gets the pass on the left wing. There she is, she drives, gets shut off at the foul line. Kiskowski goes left. Blue Jays down 4-0, 16-15 on her Dragons, Daggers, and Games first quarter clock. Oh, Ryman gets the move down the baseline. She got a nice screen from Kayla Clairvaux, and it's 4-2, 16 even on the clock. Bringing it down, Laufenberg. Laufenberg gets it back, thinks about the three. Left side, there's the three, no good. Rebound comes down to Jurovic. That was another three-pointer from Kolstad, the freshman. 0 for 2 from threes. There it is into Jurovic, and there's gonna be the push. That'll be on Adler, first personal, first team, should be a baseline right. Inbound just in front of our Dragons, Daggers, and Games. I should say Westside Market broadcast booth with 15:37 left. Dragons, Daggers, and Games out of the box. She's got to get it in quickly. It gets it to Jurovic finally at 4 seconds. Jurovic going from baseline right. Oh, it's knocked away. Kiskowski gets it back, though. Gives up her dribble. Gets it to Ryman. Ryman puts up off the glass. No good. Kayla Clairvaux can't pull it down, and rebound comes down to Kennedy Kolstad, the swing player forward. And it hit the official and stayed in play, and Ryman gets the pass, gets it down to Gentile Hull. Back to Ryman, offset right. Tries to work the pick and roll. She does. She gets it down. Gentile Hull steps out of bounds. Very fine sportsmanship as both Adler and Klum help Gentile Hull up. 14:59 on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays trailing 4-2. Tigers right side, Kolstad. Back to Laufenberg, back to Kolstad. Kolstad thinks about a 23-footer, and there it is on the left side, the three, no good. Rebound comes down to Kolstad. She can't put it down. Rebound again, and putting it down on the layup. Very nice job for Klumman at 6-2 for the Tigers. Kiskowski gets it to Gentelli Hall. She thought about the three momentarily. Kolstad jumps out on her wing right. Ryman almost knocked away again. Ryman drives down the lane, puts up the floater, short. Jurovic tries the reverse layup and comes up short. Rebound comes down to Klum. Klum on the left side to Kolstad. There's the drive, turn around, no good. I think we got away with one there. Clairvaux, they're letting them play right now. 6-2 Tigers, 13:53 left. Downtown Audubon is pleased to be bringing you playoff action as the 10th seeded Blue Jays go up against the 7th seeded Tigers. Jurovic, Gentelli Hall. Gentelli Hall's looking for the cutter. Gets it to Kiskowski, back to Ryman. 13:35 on the clock. Blue Jays down 6-2. Ryman tries to weave it, and it's taken away again. Kolstad, the freshman, gets it cross court. Layup comes up short, but there's a foul. Let's see who the foul is going to be on. And that one's going to be on Gentelli Hull. First personal, first team, and going to the free throw line to shoot two is Locke. Kaylee Klum doesn't get the roll. Checking in is Bunnell. Kiskowski goes out. Two subs for the Tigers. Talia Soskas is one of them. And the other is Natalie Delaney. Second one goes down for Klum. She's got three, and it's now 7-2 Tigers over the Blue Jays. Bunnell brings it up. Ryman cuts back. Gentelli Hall tries to split the defense. Goes on the cross-court path. Intercepted by Adler. Oh, that was a travel. And finally, the official caught up with yours truly. 13:06 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Ryman gets the inbound from Bunnell. Blue Jays trailing 7-2. Gentelli Hull, wing right. Bunnell, offset right, and throws it away as Jurovic was cutting to the basket, and the throw was behind her. So inbounding it for Marshfield in front of their own bench is Adler, the junior Talia Soskos out there. Oh, that should be off the foot defense and taken away back by Kolstad, wing to wing. Kolstad, the left-hander. Oh, that's in the lane. Beautiful give and go, and that's 5 points for Klum and nine for the Tigers. Gentelli Hull, she's driving, kicks it out. Ryman, oh, my. Contact both ways, no call. Staking the steal was Delaney. Delaney throws underneath. Sent back outside. There goes Klum. Kicks it out. Three on the right side. No good. Ryman tries to get the rebound. It's off of Adler's hands. Blue Jays get it back. So 12:03 left. Timeout is taken. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Playoff Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small-town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
And welcome back to the West Side Market Broadcast Booth. Downtown Olivero is pleased to be bringing you playoff D2 girls basketball action. 7th-seeded Tigers hosting the 10th-seeded Blue Jays. Blue Jays down 12 even on our Dragons Daggers in games first half clock, 9-2. Bunnell guarded on the right side. Blue Jays, there's the three, no good. Rebound comes down. Kira came in to be with Kayla, the K&K kids. Kayla, oh, the rim gods were unkind on that one. Off the glass, off the rim. Excuse me, there's a three from the right side, in and out. Block, oh no! Say it ain't so, Joe. Kira gets nailed for the foul. That was a clean block from this perspective. The official was on the outside and missed that one. So going to the free throw line and putting down the first one is Lily Adler. That makes it 10-2 in favor of an 11-2 in favor of the Tigers. Checking back in for Marshfield, Laufenberg, the point guard. So the Blue Jays are down 11-2, 11:27 left on a Dragons Daggers in games first half clock. Kira gets it down low. There she goes. Back out to Kayla. Oh, she threw it too far. And that's out of bounds. So Kira, as soon as she got the ball down in that block, on the left side, her favorite spot, the Tigers sagged two on her, so she came into a double team, tried to kick it out to Kayla, and the K&K kids didn't make the connection. 11-11 left on the Dragons Daggers and games clock. Blue Jays down 11-2. Laufenberg kicks it out wing right, out to Adler. Working to the left, there's the open two, and burying it was Laufenberg. She's got four, and it's now 13-2 Tigers. Jurovic, wing right. Down low. Oh, the pass was intercepted. Trying to get it to Ryman by Adler. Left side. Oh, there's the travel. I knew that one was coming. You could see it, and that was a travel on Klum trying to drive baseline left. So Blue Jays down 13-2. 10:40 left on a Dragons Daggers and games clock. Ryman trying to look for somebody on the low post. Kira's come high, sets a pick, gets it. Now she starts to try to dribble, kicks it out to Bunnell. Again, she's out high. There's Bunnell stopping, turning, getting tied up. There's Ryman. Ryman's in the corner, and Eric's stolen away from her. They double team. She dribbled into the double team on the left side, trying to go baseline. 10-10 on the Dragons, Daggers, and games clock. Underneath, kicked out to the left side. Klum, she travels. Coming back in is Kolstad, I believe, the freshman. And Gentile Hull's back in. Kayla gets a break. And now here comes J.C. Lyon, and Jurovic's getting a break. So the Blue Jays are down 13-2. They got a mountain to climb, ladies and gentlemen. Bunnell inbounds to Ryman down at the far end. So this is a Blue Jays at the near end of this half. Gentile Hull gets it. Kira, she's being covered. Freshman on freshman. Nice move. Kira goes up short, and there's the foul. And that's going to be called on Kolstad. And Kolstad's first personal second team foul. And going to the Aspirus Health free throw line is Kira Clairvaux. Sets down, sets up, and drops it. So that ends a drought of scoring of over 6 minutes. So Kira gets one. It's 13-3, puts up the second, and gets the roll. The rim gods were kind on that one. 13-4, 9:45 left. Left side Klum. Kolstad heads down, stops, puts up the shot. No, and she got another travel call. The basket was waved off. That looked like an and one, and the side official said, nope, that's a walk. So Blue Jays down by 9, 13-4, with 9:32 left. Dragons, daggers, and games clock. There's Kira high. Bunnell. Bunnell gets it back to Kira. Kira moves to the right beautifully and puts it down. That's the improvement from Kira. She took that one, went across the lane from left to right and put it down, and the Blue Jays cut it to 13-6. Rebound comes down after a long rebound. Oh, there's Kira again. Yes! Kira's got six, and the Blue Jays are on a 6-0 run, and the Tigers take a timeout. 13-8 Tigers, 8:57 left in the half. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Hey, Blue Jays, make your money work for you. With Park City Credit Union's PCCU cash checking, you'll earn 5% APY. That's right, real rewards right back into your pocket. Merrill fans can upgrade to a Blue Jays debit card for just $10, and Park City Credit Union will donate $5 back to Merrill High School. You get rewarded, and so does your school. It's a win-win. Visit Park City Credit Union today to get started. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
And welcome back to Marshfield Fieldhouse. Kira Clairvaux with six straight points. Blue Jays have cut it to 13-8. Kolstad being covered by Gentile Hull. Gets out front, top of the key. Bunnell covering. Oh, Gentile Hull almost tips it away. Kolstad, a lot of dribbling, now trying to cut to the hole. Oh, Kira gets it down on the block. Three in a row, and now another rebound. Three offensive rebounds. Kolstad for three. That one was bad. Kira takes it away. And I'm think upset on that one. Think it was a loose ball foul was Adler. And they're going to call a foul as Ryman drove. The baseline official was going to go with the jump, but he deferred to the side. And that's going to be on Delaney. And baseline there. Bunnell for three. Too strong. They're giving the ball to me.
I don't want it. You're welcome. Coming over to pick it up there. With Lily Adler. Can you officially have a smile for me? Well, Blue Jays, 8 minutes left. They've cut it on a 6-0 run. Kolstad, Gentile Hull sliding with her. They're not getting high screens. Now it's down low. Out high. Driving in. And there's a running one-hander. No good. Gentile Hull gets the rebound. That was Sasko's. There's Bunnell. Over to Gentile Hull. Into Kira. Kira spins. Turns. No good on that one. She made the move and put it up and just off the rim. Kolstad pounding him. Down, and that's going to be a foul. Kolstad wants to take charge of this game. The freshman power forward. And that's going to be on Gentile Hull. Second personal. 13 foul. Kolstad will go to the line. Shooting. Two. And let's see what we got. And I don't know if we got blood or a medical issue or what. So the official's talking to the trainer. We're going to take a timeout as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Playoff Basketball. Second, and it's down. So Lyon gets it. Fidel's trying to go. Give and go. Here's Kira. Kira kicks it out to Fidel. Fidel for
three. Yes! It's an Army three-pointer for Fidel, and that cuts it to 15-11. 6:55 left.
Tigers wing left. Offset left. Here's Kolstad. Kolstad's trying to dribble as she stops, shoots, and Kolstad gets the two on the roll, and that makes it 17-11. Blue Jays have cut it to six. They were down 13-2. Lyon looking to get it low. Kira's back in with Kayla, the K&K kids. Kaskowski back out there. Lyon. Lyon's looking for the cutter. No soap. Fidel offset slightly left at the top of the key. Lyon, baseline left. Kicks it back to Kira. Check that, Kayla. Kira sets the screen, kicked out to Fidel. They're both high right now, Kira and Kayla. And there's Fidel, there's Kayla. Oh, Kayla's getting bumped. Dribbles, left side, Lyon, three. Misses everything. And losing it out of bounds. Going for it, Leonard. They're going to come in on the last time out with Ridley. And Ryman comes in, Lyon goes out. Valuable minutes. Blue Jays down by six. 5:44 on our Dragon Standards and Games clock. There's the inbound. Baseline left, Fidel driving into the double team. Looking for help, gets it out to Ryman, wing left, Ryman drives. Puts it up, no good, she went into the double, Ryman hits the floor. 5:30 left on our Dragon Standards and Games clock. There's Klum, Klum gets it out to Kolstad. Baseline right, Loffenberg. Cross court. That was to Adler, there's the three, no good. Rebound comes down to the Tigers, they'll pull down the rebound with Ridley. Wing left, Ridley top of the key on the right side. Nice spin move, Klum, way too long, short. Off the glass, Kira with the rebound to Ryman, Ryman to Kaskowski, Kaskowski Fidel, Fidel for three, no good. Blue Jays had nobody underneath though for the rebound. 4:47 left on our Dragon Standards and Games clock. Blue Jays trailing by six, having come back from an 11-point deficit. Down low, trying to move across, shoots it, no good. Putting it down, no good again. Blue Jays get it, we got a jump ball call, I believe, and we do. Possession arrow goes to the Blue Jays. Jerome checking back in. Checking in for the Tigers is Delaney. So Blue Jays trailing by six, 4:26 left on the Dragon Standards and Games, first quarter clock. Blue Jays, Jerome offset right. Fidel, she's hit one of three from three-point land. She's got five, gets it over to Kayla. Jerome came in, Kira went down. Bring it around, oh, there's the foul. Kolstad feigns innocence. That's her second personal, team's fourth. So definitely the Blue Jays want to see her in foul trouble. Ryman's giving the signals to Fidel with the three-pointer from the Arby's front counter. Shooting two. Fidel puts up the first. Oh, a little long. Blue Jays, 2 for 3 for the Aspiring Health free throw line. Shooting the second. Puts it up and misses that as well. Kayla tries to get it. Almost commits the foul. Tigers down in the forecourt. Wing left. There's the three. Up, up, off the wire. It looked like Larry Bird, Michael Jordan off the floor, off the wire, and through the net, but it wasn't. Schultz checks in. Fidel checks out. 3:52 left. Dragons and Daggers. And game's clock. Blue Jays trailing 17-11. Lyon is out there now. Gets it to Kayla. Gives up her dribble. Gets it to Kaskowski. To Lyon. There it is to Kayla. Tries to go through the double. Can't do it. Ryman's got a smile on her face. As Lyon tries to drive and knocked away from behind. Picking it up there for the Tigers is Ridgeway. Now on the right side. That was Delaney. There's the three for Delaney, and she hits the three. And that takes the lead out to 20-11 with 3:03 left on the clock in the first half. Kaskowski from Lyon. Lyon tries to go low, covered tightly. There's Jerobic, turns off the glass, too strong. Beautiful move, but she couldn't get it. Now Jerobic harassing. Sasko's goes a little bit in the backcourt. There's the drive off Klum, puts it down. She drove the baseline left. She's got seven. It's now a 4-0-5-0 run for the Tigers, and they're turning it over again. Klum gets it. She puts down the rebound. I should say, and it'll be a timeout for the Blue Jays. We'll take one as well. 24-11, 7-0 run, 2:24 left. Rebound comes down to Kaskowski. 35 seconds left on the Dragons Daggers and Games clock. 24-11, Tigers lead the Blue Jays. And welcome back to the Nicolet Bank at the Half Show, brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank, downtown Merrill. Blue Jays started out down 13-2, brought it back to 17-11, and had a 7-0 run in the last 3.5 minutes of the first half. Push the Tigers, 7th-seeded, to a 24-11 lead over your 10th-seeded Blue Jays. Winner goes on to Marinette on Friday, and Rylander, Pulaski, or Antigo on Saturday, because they're all higher-seeded than the Blue Jays. But for the Blue Jays in the first half, a 2-4, Reese Ryman, a 3-0-2 from his first half free-throw line for Bedell, and 6. She ran off a 6-0 run and closed it to 13-8. That was the closest the Blue Jays got. And that's Kira Clairvaux, 2-for-2 from Aspire South, 2 buckets. That's it for the Blue Jays. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of the Nicolet Bank at the Half Show. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Playoff Basketball on WJMT at WJMTFM.com. Brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank, downtown Merrill. Blue Jays down by 13 on the scoring for the Tigers. They had 8 twos and 3 and 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Ridgeway with a bucket for 2. 4 buckets and 1 for 2 for the free throw line for 9 for Club. 2 buckets for Loffenberg for 4. Delaney with a 3 for 3. 2 free throws for Adler for 2. And a bucket of 2 for 2 for the free throw line for the freshman Kennedy Kolstad. One more break and we'll be back with the start of second half action. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Playoff Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
We're not being terribly kind, but Ryman puts it down. She's got 3. Bedell goes in. Kaskowski out. 15-11 left. Blue Jays
trailing by 14. Ryland puts up the second, in and out. So she's got 3 points on the night. The Blue Jays 3-for-6 from the Aspire's health free throw line. Nairn's trying to kick it out. It was Laufenberg. She gets it to Ridgeway. Ridgeway has it stolen away, and then Kolstad gets it back off the glass and putting it down very nicely was Lily Adler. Blue Jays lose it down to the baseline, picking it up there. It's Laufenberg. Laufenberg trying to go end to end. Ball's knocked away. And coming in is Kira, and coming out is Gentile Hull. And we have the K&K kids. Out. High. Down underneath. There's Kolstad again underneath the basket. Can't get it. Hit the bottom of the rim. Ryman comes down with the rebound. 14-15 left. Blue Jays down 32-16. Into Kira. Kira works hard. Pushed out. Too strong off the glass. She was not in the block where she wanted to be. Was pushed out. No fall. Laufenberg, wing left. Looking for the cutter. Out on the right side. There comes Delaney. Delaney hits. No good. Ball's loose. Ryman comes down with it. Ryman heads down court on the right side. There she goes. Stops. Puts up the shot. Short. Knocked off of the hands of Laufenberg. The Blue Jays inbound it. Checking in for the Tigers. Soskos and Klum. And going out, Ridgeway and Adler. Blue Jays inbound baseline left. Jurovic. Ryman cuts across. But now puts up the three. Oh, just raised off the rim. It'll be Tigers ball. 13:30 left on the Dragons. Tigers and game clock. Blue Jays down. They were trailing 24-11 at the half. It's now 32-16 Tigers. Tigers move on if they win. And there's another two-pointer. Oh, what a reported shot. Going down for Klum. It's 34-16. Blue Jays down by 18. Pinnell is out there with Ryman. Ryman, a lot of dribble down underneath. And putting it down is Jurovic. A beautiful play. Jurovic's got four. 34-18. Getting it on the right side is Kolstad. Kolstad tries to go to the right hand. And Jurovic's going to draw the foul. First personal, first team. It's cutting to the basket. On the feed for Kolstad was Klum. Klum will go to the free throw line shooting two. 12:38 left. First foul for Jurovic. And there's the first one. Goes off the rim. So 10 now on 11 on the board. Another one missed for Klum. Rebound comes down over to the Blue Jays, or to the Tigers, and there's the jumper. No good. Rebound. Ryman. Ryman's getting the breakout. Tries to put it down, and Kolstad gets the rebound. Ryman almost gets it back. Kolstad's like a runaway freight train. Powerful freshman. And now she loses it, and it'll be Blue Jay ball. She pounced that pill. A left-handed version of Jurovic. Ryan comes in. Jurovic goes out. Blue Jays have 12:13 left. Erase a 16-point deficit. Ryman, the junior. But now the freshman. Two freshmen out there. Ryman shoots a three. No good. That one again off the Army front door handle. And it goes out of bounds, and it will be Tigers ball. 12:01 left on the clock. Blue Jays trailing 34-18. Here in Marshfield, downtown on the Rose. Proud to be bringing you Blue Jay girls playoff basketball action right here at WJMT and WJMTFM.com. Inside out. No good for Delaney. Rebound comes down to Klum. Veteran Marshfield team here. Klum. Wing left starts to drive. Kicks it out to Kolstad. Kolstad shut off by Pinnell. Spin. Move in the lane. Pretty play. Kolstad. She's now got 6.5 and 10 in the game. 36-18. Blue Jays trailing. Pinnell drives from left to right. Ball's knocked away. Line gets it too strong. On the shot. Didn't even, I think, hit the glass. 11:10 left in the half. We got to come back in the Blue Jays season. And Delaney hits a three from the offset right. Delaney's got both of the threes for the Tigers. And it's 39-18. And the Blue Jays take a timeout, and so will we. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls playoff action on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. What a beautiful half jump hook. And Kira now has eight. Bobby now gets it down to Kara, knocked away, and we'll see if it stays Blue Jay ball. And it was knocked away by Edward, but boy, I thought Kara had touched it. Now checking back in, Loffenberg and checking out Delaney for the Tigers. But now into Kira. Kira's trying to back her down. Goes around. Oh, knocked away. Kira being very deliberate. She had behind her Adler and in front of her club. So every time she's gone low, she's been doubled. Gets it out to her. Now she's driving across the lane. Another one. That jump looked too far out. She's diving for that ball. Blue Jays, no quit. Down underneath. Oh, Kira gets it. That was an errant pass from Costa. Manel to Ryman. Kaskowski. Right, Ryman. Stop the key. Extended back to Kaskowski. Kira loses the pass. Intercepted by Adler. As they tried to get it to her on the high post. 8-19 left. Blue Jays down. Ryman goes for the steal. Trying to take it away from Soskas. And driving beautifully and stepping back. It's Klum. Klum now has 6 in the second half. 15 in the game. Gentile goes about to check back in. Blue Jays down by 25. 7:56 left. Kira. Nice move. Spins. Gets it back to Manel. Manel gets it back to Kira. Kira's going to drive. Turns it. Blocked off. She's going to draw the foul. So Kira will go to the Spider Cell free throw line. She's got 8 in the game. And she'll be shooting 2. And that one foul will be on Soskas' first personal 13. Kira puts up the first. Puts it down. 3 for 3 for the Spider Cell free throw line, 9 points. Gentile Hall checks in. Kayla checks out. Kira shooting. The second of two, she's got 9 points. Blue Jays trailing by 24. Kira puts it up and hits the hole. 4 for 4 for the Spider Cell free throw line. 10 points for Kira. You're looking at the future of the Blue Jays there. Sure, it'll be tough seeing her sister Kayla move on. Blue Jays trying to tighten up the defense. 23, there's Klum. Kicks it out. Inside out game back to Klum. Gets it, there's putting down a layup too hard. Getting it. No 3 second ball. Timeout ball by Marshfield. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball Playoff on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Cheers for the senior. That was a beautiful drive. Kendall Pierce, the diminutive guard for the Tigers.
Taylor tries to dribble in, and they're going to call a jump ball, and possession arrow belongs to the Tigers. So Pierce, who's got to be about 5'3", gets it from the freshman Kolstad, low five, Loffenberg to Kolstad. Kolstad, she's going to drive, kicks it out, Loffenberg, back to Pierce, back to Klum, inside Kolstad. Nope, that's going to be a travel. Now they're going to call the jump ball, Blue Jay ball. And checking in now, another of the unsung heroes. This must be Kendall's twin, Cameron, also a senior. So the two sisters out there together. And they're both very short. But they're playing with their hearts. Kayla gets it down low. Gets it back. Kayla puts up the
3, no good. Rim got Chantilly Hall, no good. The Rim Dodgers just being so tight to the Blue Jays right now. Blue Jays down by 30. 3:42 left. There's another one. Oh, that's the other Pierce. That's going to be a 2. 54-22. Both Pierce has scored. Jerome, 2 strong off the glass for the Blue Jays. There comes Klum. Kicks it out to Kolstad. Kolstad back out high. Laufenberg. Pierce. Screens for Pierce. Kolstad down. Pierce up against Chantilly Hall. Now to Klum. Back to Pierce. That's Cameron. There's Kolstad. Kolstad off the glass. Blocked by Kalem. Kolstad gets it back and puts it up, and a foul is called. 2:48 left. Blue Jays down, and that's going to be another one on Gropper. Second personal, fourth team foul. And Kolstad has 6 in the second half, 4 in the first half. Ted, the freshman, puts it up and makes it. He's 3 for 3 for the free throw line, 11 on the night. 55-22, the Tigers. And I think checking back in is another senior, Ridgeway. And I think that probably be it for Kolstad. That's my guess, yes. So we got 5 seniors out there for each team, and the Tigers have, exactly, they have 6 seniors. So they can't get them all there. Oh, there's a steal for Ridgeway. All the seniors are out there except Adler, I think, right now. Laufenberg gets it on the right side of the club. Down to Pierce. Pierce. Back to Ridgeway. Driving. Oh, look at that drive. Losing it. Wanting to take it in. Kendall Pierce. And now it's time for the Blue Jays seniors to go off. Ryman comes back in. Bunnell, the future. Schultz. Lobsdorf. And I don't know that the freshman who came up will be in or not, but the ball comes in baseline left for the Tigers. They're up by 24. Trying to drive. Kicks it out. Pierce wanted to shoot it. Back to Pierce. Pierce gets it to Pierce. Cameron and Kalen. I'm sorry, Kendall. I can't tell you exactly which is which. Cameron is. Gets it to Kendall. And now we got a whistle. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. And that's going to be on Kira. Second personal. Fifth team foul. Baseline underneath. And there's a kick by Ryman. Laufenberg was cutting to the basket. Grace got a smile on her face. Klum gets it back. Gets it on the left side. Kendall. Out there. Schultz now. Klum. Oh, what a beautiful play. Now to the left side for 3. And hitting the 3. That'll be an assist for Kendall. Pierce. 59-22. And now it looks like a whole bunch of starters coming back in for the seniors to come out and get recognized. Rebound comes down. Kicked on the left side to Laufenberg. Laufenberg out on the right side to Kendall Pierce. High. Down into the post area. Back. There's the shot. Nope. Minute 2 left. Tigers get out there. Kendall wanted the shot. There's the jumper. And there's another 3. And that one's going to be for, I believe that will be for Klum. There's a drive and putting it down. Long score for the Blue Jays. Timeout called by the Tigers. Let me check my book here. Yeah, that one went to Laufenberg. We'll take a timeout as well. Nope, I'm sorry, they were just subbing back in. Costa's in. Soska's in. Delaney is out there again. Officials having a nice talk with Delaney from Marshfield. So, it is. Okay, Laufenberg gets a 2-pointer, not a 3. So, that makes it 61-24. 38.1 seconds left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Dream spot. Remember to stay tuned at the end of the game for our incredible bank post-game show. Out there, driving, pounding, trying to put it up. Soska's, Ryman gets it ahead, Lonsberg, she tries to put it up, and she loses it. And now the clock's just running because it's more than 30 points. 12 seconds left for the Tigers. They're going to win this one handily. Tigers just backing up, dribbling away the clock. And that will be it. Final score is 61-24. And we will be back with our incredible bank post-game show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT at WJMTFM.com. Ryan Costa. A two-pointer for Hannah Ridgway in the first half. Overall, 6 buckets, 3 for 4 for free throw line for 15 for Haley Klum. 4 two-pointers and a 3 for 11 points for Kylie Wolfenberg. 2 threes for Natalie Delaney for 6. And Adler had 2 buckets and 4 for 4 for the free throw line for 8. And the freshman Kennedy Colstad had 4 buckets and 4 for 4 for the free throw line for 12 points. So the Tigers finish up with 61. In the second half, they had 37 points overall. 19 two-pointers and 4 three-pointers. And for the free throw line, 11 for 12. So they had perfect second-half free throw shooting. So the Blue Jay season comes to an end on the road. First round of the Division II playoffs. Losing 5 seniors. Grace Lee Gentile-Hull, Kayla Clairvaux, Mia Gropp, Britta Jurovic, Faria Kaskowski. A strong core coming back. But when you take a look at it, this was a growing season for Coach Jay. First year, new system. A team that had a number of returning veterans, but when you have a new system with a new coach, that's a lot of adjustment. And the Blue Jays had times when they did very well. First game of the year that we broadcast, it was the Lakeland Thunderbirds 41-game conference win streak broken by the Blue Jays. Showed great promise for the year, some injuries. Lyman with an ankle injury for a while. The development of freshman Darby Bunnell and Kira Clairvaux, as Kira has nothing but an upside for the work that she did. I mean, 10 points tonight. We will miss the K&K kids. We will miss those veterans. And I know that Coach Jay said she would come and join us. And here comes the team right now. They're coming out here still in uniform. So we'll see what's going on there. But for the Blue Jays, again, the final score was 61-24. And we will see when we get to talk to Coach Jay, because the Blue Jays are all out there in uniform and doing all sorts of fun things right now. We're going to take another break. And we'll be back. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Some easier looks than we did in the first half, and I had some problems. The rebounding always, kind of bites you a little bit, especially on the offensive boards. They got too many. They got a lot in the first, and I felt that second half they just started kind of to dominate on the boards, and we just couldn't get those loose balls, and they had more opportunities at the rim at their basket, and they scored a lot in that second half. No, I feel that happens a lot. Girls tried. I mean, I'm proud of them. That first half, they kind of got a little bit of a spark, but it started off slow.
It was out 13-2, and they closed it. I mean, they could have picked up their bags and smiled.
I think Kira came in and kind of gave us a little bit of a kick in the pants, made some nice shots underneath, and I think that kind of got her, that's how that works, momentum. You start getting a little bit of scoring, it gives you a little bit of bounce, a little bit of energy on the defensive end, and things start kind of working together, and that's a great way to be. And then the second half, they just start scoring, we did it, and then that gap started to grow, and you can't close that. With Marshfield, they got too many good ball handlers, they were able to move the ball around, we were chasing quite a bit.
And let's talk about the 5 seniors. Obviously, a very emotional time for them.
That's hard. I've been around here for a long time, and I always hated that last game, no matter where it was, when it was, whether it was a regional final, sectional, you hate to see that, because they worked, and I told them, it's not just a 1 year, you've been putting a lot of time and effort in, since you were, third or fourth, fifth grade, and then all of a sudden your high school career comes in, and just like that, you're in your senior year, and you wanted them to have more success, obviously, but they grinded, they kept battling, they kept coming to practice, they stuck with it, and all you're going to gain from that is positives, that's going to make them better people down the road, friendships, teammates, work ethic, all those things kind of tie in sports with high school.
And we got to see the K&K kids together one last time.
Yeah, I'm sure that's kind of a bittersweet, for Kayla and Kira, and having being able to play together, and they're able to do that with volleyball, and then, basketball, it's kind of a cool thing. So it'd be nice.
But the future looks good at post playing with Kira.
Yeah.
She has really begun to develop that repertoire of low post moves.
She's getting there. Yeah, hopefully we can get some work with her in the summer and, just get some more of that footwork and body control.
Well, I'll be really back from the other side. Remember, we used to run his post player
for sure, yeah.
And, of course, Maya was out there tonight, and you took a look at Faria with her ball handling skills. She put up the 1-3 that I think everybody wanted to see go down. But when you take a look at the team, it's hard for you because new system, your first year, when you take a look at it, though, when we saw a little bit there with Lonsdorf at the end, and you brought up a couple of the freshmen and sophomores from JV.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that we're going to have to continue to work on in the summer. There's a lot of skills and shooting, and there's a lot of things that we're going to have to really hone in on with this group coming up. And they will. They're workers. They like to play, and we'll get them into the gym this summer. We'll get them bigger and better and faster and stronger. And
that'd
be fun. We get a bionic woman in there, too.
No, we'll get you the 2 Latvians and no
sure.
Words. No foul ref.
Right.
6'11". Exactly. To go along with Kira and the rest.
Right.
Well, as always, Coach, we appreciate you joining us. And first Thursday night, senior night for the boys. The invite's out there. Can you come?
I think you should really get to that. I wish all the winter sports. Good luck. Yeah. I know they got some different with wrestling and boys basketball coming up. So
we'll have the mic ready for you on Thursday for senior night for the boys. And until then, Coach, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
And that's going to do it for us. The final score again is 61-24. The girls finish their season. And on Thursday night, 6:30-ish pregame, 7 o'clock tip, senior night, Lakeland comes to the Merrill Fieldhouse, and we'll be there. Join us then. You've been listening to Girls Basketball for WJMT, WJMT-FM.